Bob, we just finished one of our favorite weekends of the year. It actually bled into Tuesday with the deer opener, but you know what? That's one of my sacred weekends every year. I look so forward to just hitting the woods with the buddies and sitting around the fire. You know me, I'm not the most avid hunter out there, but it's just a great man time throughout the year. And you know what? Good man stuff always requires good cigars, good booze, and good beer. And you got some buddies here in the studio now that
that's right.
Fill that new beer category.
That's right. We have Ryan and Tyler from New Union Brewery. Welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, good to have you here. I've had you on my radar, and I think, Tyler, I ran into Ryan first. And you were in there working away, paper over the windows, and I saw a car. Because I kept my eye on the place. It's like, God, that place has been developed here. It's right on the corner of the Four Corners in Lowell, Michigan, where I live. And so to have a brewery in our town, that's just so cool. So I made a plan to be there on the 16th at 3 o'clock. I left the woods early and got home, showered, took my deer in for processing, and swung by, and boy, was that place packed. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was a fun day.
Tell us about your brews.
Well, we got 9 brews on tap right now. We like to think we got a pretty wide range. Kind of focus on IPAs. We've got 4 of those, one being a session and then a couple specialties, and then we got a couple on the either side of that. We got some lighter stuff and making a porter and an amber also.
So right now we're trying what?
You got the dark roast porter there. Got a whole lot of coffee in there, some chocolate malt. And
this is your recipe?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been tweaking that one for the last 10 years now.
Have you really?
We got it right now. So
it's really nice.
Good.
It's really nice. I love a coffee note in a porter anyway, and it's not sweet.
Yeah.
It's not bitter. But it's got a little, just a crack of sweetness.
Great balance.
Yeah, good
great
breakfast
balance.
Beer.
Yep.
Very cool. No,
absolutely.
It's been a popular one so far.
This is going to be a money beer for you.
I hope so.
I'm telling you.
All right.
This would be a great beer to marinate with.
There you go.
Cook
That's
with.
A good idea.
Yeah.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, from the inside out, we're having a little marinated Bob later.
Want?
Is that what we're having? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you so, talk and I'll marinate then.
There you go.
So, Tyler, what's your role in this gig?
Well, Ryan and I go back quite a few years, and we've been talking for a long time about doing something. So probably 2 years ago now, we decided we need to take the next step and just work together, kind of, you know, ups and downs, hurdles here and there.
Funding.
Yeah. And we finally got a plan together, and we found that location in Lowell. The community has really stepped around us.
Oh,
and
man, they're going to love you.
It's just
except the
great.
Current bar owners are not going to love you. They're not going to like you so much.
Like you said, there's room. I mean, The people have been great. And so, you know, I'm just, Ryan and I did all the construction pretty much inside.
Really?
Together. And we've done a lot with that. So we just have our fell naturally into our own separate roles.
Okay, when I finally caught Ryan in there that day, and he opened the door for me and let me in, I walked in.
Scary,
John,
wasn't it, Ryan?
I walked in, and I saw the back wall. It's all these copper tiles, and it honestly, it took my breath away. I'm like, oh my gosh, do I love this, because it's a bunch of big stainless, and then this beautiful brand new copper in the back of it. I mean, I don't know. That little building looked gigantic when I walked in.
Now, seating-wise, guys, what you got?
Right about 50 seats
awesome.
In there. So we have 14 seats at the bar, and then the rest are going to be at tables. We got 2 community tables and then some smaller separate tables. And I think it lays out pretty nice, just easy to kind of move around, but at the same time, like you're saying, Bob, just a good feeling in there.
The place was packed. Yeah. I got in there about 4 o'clock. My buddy moved back from Colorado, Jason Haybarker. And I promised him I'd stop in. And I walked in there. He's there. There's all kinds of people that I know in there. And the place is just packed. I'm like, holy cow. Look how this community's coming out and just loving this business.
They've been wonderful.
So cool.
Really.
Yeah.
Well, that little town, I mean, they're on the fringe of Beer City, USA, right? I mean, I would consider you part of it because they're all in the same county.
Yeah.
It's just a little rural community about 15 miles east of Grand Rapids. And if you're coming in from Lansing or down from the Belding,
exit
Greenville
52.
Area, exit 52 off the highway.
As soon as you get to the Four Corners, you're there.
There's
a new name for that intersection. It's the New Union intersection.
That's right. Yeah.
I like it.
So how'd you come up with the name for the brewery, New Union?
Well, we kind of, you know, we're not that creative. So back in the 1800s, there was a brewery in Grand Rapids called Union Brewery. So we just kind of took on their name. Yeah, they were one of the original six in Grand Rapids.
Nice.
They merged into, all six merged in about 1890 into the Grand Rapids Brewing Company.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
So we just kind of took on the name, New Union, and we're just kind of rolling with it.
The funny thing is people keep telling me, you guys have so many breweries. When are you going to be saturated? I mean, aren't you going to have too many? And it's like, no, the day when people quit buying Bud and Miller, that's when we'll be saturated.
There
but
go.
For now, they're still buying foreign beers,
yeah.
And we want local beers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And we're in a community. We're just we're a community brewery.
This is
we like
good
to think you know, Lowell is past due for a brewery, and we like to think we're filling the need there. So
you are.
Well, you absolutely are, because it's a bedroom community for Grand Rapids, but it's also they've got a Class B school. You know, so they're and which the football team,
awesome.
Hail is making a run to Ford Field again, and so the community really loves community events and community businesses, and yours is going to fit right in, just wonderful, man. And you know what, the Grilling Guys are proud to support local business because we're one as well, and we can relate. Now, you do a product much better than the Grilling Guys do, and that is this session. Let's talk a little bit about this, too.
Sure. It's a Citrus Session IPA. It has a whole lot of late hop additions with Citra, so it gives that big punch at the end there.
Can you
taste
believe
it, smell
this
it.
Is a session? I mean, it's so full.
So you've got, what, like 4.5, 5% alcohol?
You know,
in this?
It's sitting just at 5. It ended up just a hair over 5. We'll bring it back down to 5 the next batch, but it'll be right at 5%.
Yep. Right. And so that's what makes it a session beer. For those of you that aren't familiar with that term, session translates to you can drink two or three of them without getting wobbly.
Exactly.
As you do it and enjoy an afternoon of beer with your buddies or your family rather than some of these high gravity beers that are 7, 8, 9%,
right.
You get one or two in you, and then it's like you better not drive, you better not try to do much but sit on the couch. So,
exactly.
So good for you.
You know, there's a lot of session IPAs out there,
right.
And most of them turn me off. This does not. This
good.
That's a beer you could drink for a long session,
right,
and still love the next one you have. So that's a whole balance thing with the malt and everything you got going on there.
Good to hear.
It just feels like a full-bodied beer.
Very good.
Yeah. So you said you had 9. Take me the one that's off the chart, that's not the mainstream. We've got a porter and an IPA, right?
Yeah.
Session IPA. You're going to do very well with both of these. I'm positive you will. They're fabulous. But do you got a creative side? Is there a wild side? Or what are you doing out there with that?
Well, you know, right now we kind of start out with some of the basic ones.
Uh-huh.
I got one in the fermenter right good now. Idea. It's going to be a double IPA. That one's going to be pretty hefty. Brewed with all hops from a hop yard just down the way in Lowell also. So... So we got the creative ones coming. We kind of started out with the
staple. You got hops from Lowell?
For a couple of varieties,
uh-huh.
Right from Lowell, just a few miles down the road.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Brian Postumus?
No, our friends at 43 Degree.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Corey Deeds. Yeah.
Awesome. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking to Ryan and Tyler right now, the latest brewers to enter Michigan, and they're right in my hometown, Lowell, Michigan. It's called New Union. Write that down. You've got to visit this place because Jop and I have called quite a few of them over the years, and as it turns out, they all turn into stellar businesses. I'm going to put my name on this one and say bang. That's easy money.
Wow, we appreciate that. Thank
Guys,
you.
If people want to find you, is there a Facebook page, a website, or anything we want to direct them to? They can find more information?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page going right now. Our website is coming up here. We got that.
Facebook is what? Is it New Union Brewery?
Yeah, New Union
exactly.
Brewery. Yep.
Yep. Okay, very good. Well, very good, Ryan.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yep. It's going to be awesome, and we're awful happy to have you in the community. There's another one coming that's kind of late in opening. I don't know how they're doing, but we could actually have two breweries in Lowell, and we could probably handle 3 or 4. Honestly,
agreed.
You know, there's a lot of people out there.
I agree.
But
all right, Ryan, Tyler, New Union Brewery. Thanks for spending some time with the Grilling Guys. We wish you the best. We will darken your door because you're another one of our neighborhood breweries.
That's right.
We appreciate
Fantastic.
It. Thank
yep,
you very
thanks,
much.
Guys.
Really appreciate it.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Tony Courthouse, and maybe you've heard him before, but Tony is a professional barbecue store operator as well as a competitive barbecue cook, and Tony just won the big one. He took pork at the American Royal. He's going to give you some tips and techniques. Stick with us. We'll be back.